We're back in.
Kevin asked for that. 3 minutes late, so if you could just...
I'll pick it up.
Sorry, y'all.
So, I don't know how you feel as a council, but as your administrator, I feel like we have really been laying a lot of groundwork the last couple of years, and we are on the cusp of, I don't really want to say greatness, but that's the word that comes to mind.
We're going to reap the awards.
Yeah. Say that again really loud. We're on the cusp of
Andrew,
greatness.
You got that one? Hold the recorder on.
Andrea has a way of sussing out other quotes out of me that sell papers. So there are four things to think about. And so these are not ideas that I come up with, but these are in some financing document that we had here from something we did a while back. And I thought, you know, those are great concepts to keep front and center. What's the state of the economy? What's anticipated construction? What are our future capital needs? And what's the best interest of the city residents? I think if you take our budget, everything falls into that. You might not be thinking specifically that's what you're thinking about,
sure.
But pretty much everything we do falls into those four things. So I put them on the slide. I also, if you look at the picture, you can see that the picture is an evolution. So the picture on the right or on the left is before some of the renovations have been complete, but we're still in the process. It's not finished. But I feel like that's us. On the horizon. You can't see this great. Don't worry about it. If you want to see it great, come and see me. I've got big shop drawings of this. Oak Street. So if you aren't real oriented with where Oak Street is, it's the one right next to Ingalls. So if you see the red arrow going in and it's pointing up, Ingalls is the area that's just up to the north, to the north.
It's the road between Burton and Ingalls.
Yeah. We were having trouble on Oak Street, and you may recall we received money from the county to repave Oak Street. And when I say we're having trouble, we're having utility issues. And so I asked Kevin Harbin to go out and make sure our sewer lines and our water lines were in good shape on Oak Street before we went in there and paved it. Well, that turned into something. turns out Oak Street, the sewer line's horrible. And we brought Troy in, and Troy started designing, and we couldn't find a good place to stop because the sewer lines are just in bad shape in that. So it went from the Oak Street sewer to the Oak Street area sewer project. You can see as that road goes up by Ingalls, it's going under the railroad, through the underpass, up to North Avenue. It goes out to 123, and then the drawings that are over on the right, thick lines that are on the bottom half of that is Highway 123, and then these others are up on North Avenue. It just got difficult to find a place to stop because the sewer lines are in that poor shape.
Yikes.
So we're going to, I'll tell you just logistically, we're still going to bid out our paving project this year because the county C-Fund committee gave us $760,000 to redo or to do street paving around town. We're going to hold Oak Street out, still bid out the other projects or the other streets to see if the money is still going to hold up. And then if we've got to make an adjustment, I'll go back and to the C-Fund committee and ask them to make an adjustment. When we talk about our consent order, this is the kind of thing that DHEC is going to look to us to do. It's kind of like this. Before we went out there, we didn't know about it. So ignorance bliss. But now we know about it. So once we know about it, we've got to address it. And you can see this kept evolving and getting bigger and bigger. Our skip money is going to do some of the sewer that is on Highway 123, kind of back in toward downtown. I am meeting with Troy sometime either later this week or next week so that we can prioritize what we need to do next. You might remember we asked for the Rural Infrastructure Authority to fund a new Unity was it Unity Street? Unity Church water tank. And you've all seen our boiled water advisories coming out the last couple of days, or just think of the last three boiled water advisories we have are all tied to that tank. Some of the issue is that the SCADA system, which is the software management that helps us measure the amount of water in the tanks, has not been working properly. But to fix that, we're going to need some significant resources to fix that SCADA system. So we have this, and so you know, I've assigned a value of $5 million to this project. Yeah, and how did I come up with $5 million? I had to start somewhere because when I've already started talking to state agencies about what I call the Oak Street Area Sewer Project, first thing they want to know is, what are you looking for? This could be two, it could be 20. I don't know what it is, but I have to start somewhere when I'm having the conversations. I think you get, I often don't lack for confidence when I throw out a number. And so I threw out $5 million very confidently, and they jumped right on board to try and help. The challenge has been for us, and I didn't know this until the last month. We have the USDA that we received a loan through for our water system. We can ask the state to loan us money through their state revolving loan fund. We can go to a bank and get what's called a bank qualified loan, or we can go to the capital markets and actually create a bond and have a bond issue on the project. I did not know until about a month ago that once you get a USDA loan, the state revolving loan fund will not give you a loan. They require the same exact terms in the repayment document. So whenever you borrow money one time, the next time you borrow money, that entity has to agree the first group gets paid first. Well, the state revolving loan fund always wants to get paid first, even if you've already got another one. So they have what they refer to as parity. So that's the thing. What the state revolving loan fund will do, they have, even though they call it a loan, they call it a forgivable loan, they are interested in helping us with this project in paying for the complete engineering of design of what you see, up to $500,000. So that's what we would pay Troy Rozier and his group to come in and do the full design on. The state revolving loan fund group would pay for that engineering to be done in a forgivable loan, which is like a grant. But I'm using their language.
We really anticipate it costing $500,000 just to engineer.
I don't, but that's what she's willing to cover. I say she, the lady that I had to speak with down there, and that's the maximum amount I can ask for. Troy's fees on something like this is probably less than $100,000. Doesn't matter, long if we could get it covered. Rebecca and I were making fun of Troy earlier today. Troy doesn't bill us until the project is complete, no matter how long it takes. So if it takes 2 years, he doesn't send us a bill until it's done. However, if we were to get that, I would have that conversation with Troy. I need it done up front. So the other option we have on this is we have two other options. And one would be go to the bond market, or we could go to and get what's called a bank qualified loan for $5 million. If we were to do that, repayment on $5 million at a 15-year repayment is around $400,000 a year. I've already talked to our financial advisors, which you might recall, I asked you to let me pay $15,000 in essence for a spreadsheet from our financial advisors. Well, because we engaged them on that, they've already started doing the analytics for how we could pay for this. I think we could use, if we borrowed money to do this project, I think we could then use this project and the money spent to match our SCIP money. Our SCIP grant is for around $4 million, with us putting in $1 million in cash of our own money. Well, that million in cash of our own money, half of it came from this year's water operating funds, and half of it came from our ARPA. We would not have to use as match for skip. We could use that as match for skip. In essence, freeing up that $1 million to do something else.
Why don't you say it first, till we're up here just sweating?
So the way that we, there's a lot of things that we could do. So we could go to the bond market and finish out our USDA rural development project, begin repaying that debt. We could go to the bond market, borrow the money to pay that off. That would then allow us to use the state revolving loan fund. We can, without doing that, go to the banks and ask. And when I say we go to the banks, our bond attorney, which is Burr Foreman, and the financial advisors, which is First Tryon, they have a list of banks that do these kind of loans to cities and counties. We also, I'm going to skip a few slides ahead. I'm going to point you to this one, what's on the horizon. If you go all the way down to the bottom where it says total, and you see that we have about $4 million we need to have match money for, some of that is match money that we need to do the downtown streetscape. The Community Development Block Grant funds will not pay for the water and sewer lines that are in the downtown because they don't serve people, they serve businesses. So we have to pay for that, but we can use it as, some of it can be counted as part of our match. So when I threw out the $5 million for talking purposes, I had in my mind redoing some of those water, or the water line that goes down Main Street along with the fire hydrants. And possibly the sewer lines. Kind of depends on how far we can get. I'm going to come back to here. This is the thing. We didn't know about it. Now we know about it. Now we're on the hook. I think between Skip and this project that we could be positioned to come off the consent order if we make that amount of improvements. Because in essence, we would have made $8 million worth of direct improvements to our system. Now, we have some other places that are very critical that need attention as soon as we can get the money. There's some manholes that we have, or Lee Baker used to call them vaults, that need urgent, that are urgent. They need attention right now. The guys have done as good a job as they can to secure some of them, but they need to be replaced. If we were to borrow money to do this Oak Street sewer project, we could carve out, I just throw out $200,000 to do those critical manhole replacements. So in essence, in the past, the way they built those things is they really just dug a hole in the ground and made a brick holding tank. Well now, the way they do it is they precast those in concrete at a concrete maker and then you drop it in the ground. So they're a lot less given to water coming in from outside the system, a little bit stronger. We could set some money aside for that and capture those vaults or those manholes that are in critical need, as well as take care of this, as well as put up the match. If you come down, if you look where it says, you see where the column that says city match? The number that says 982-295, that money we could, in essence, pull out of the loan to do the match. So we're taking a few big parts, we're chopping it up, and we're adding some others, and we're creating a lot of moving parts in what we have. What it comes down to, though, is what is your comfort level with adding more debt to our books? A lot of times what gets looked at is your debt to equity ratio. So what they're looking at is how much money do you have coming in annually versus how much do you have to pay annually in debt service. So they don't want those things to be too out of whack. Same thing a bank does when you borrow money for a home. They're looking to make sure you have the ability to repay it and you aren't getting stretched. the analysis from the First Trion Group is we've got plenty of debt-to-equity ratio to be able to cover a $5 million loan. But you have to be comfortable with that. It's something that I'm comfortable with. We do not have debt to speak of in Westminster. We just don't. We have the 8.7 that we're going to owe the USDA, but that's repayable over 40 years. We have the capital equipment that we have annual payments on, but that's not long-term debt. At any given time, we're only three, well, with this last one, it was five. We're only 3 to 5 years away from being able to pay that off completely. So it is not something that you've got to worry about for 10 years, 15, or even 20. So when you start to look at all those metrics that the banks and the bond folks look at, we're in pretty good shape. Comes back to you. So I'm throwing this all out at you. Now I'd like to walk back through those slides now that kind of got your head in that space, because that's what this is into. This is not great pictures at all, but it's meant to show you that we've got this, and now that we know it, we've got to address it. And from what Kevin Harbin and Troy have told me, fixing this will help a lot of things, what I'm going to say, upstream. So north of the railroad tracks are going to move a whole lot better than they have been. And on 123, Kevin Harbin's theory is 123, the only reason it doesn't collapse at times is because there's 12 inches of concrete that used to be the old roadbed underneath it. Because the sewer lines certainly would have caused a collapse because they're in bad shape. And we're not atypical from any other city in the state of South Carolina, or any other city in the whole country, I'd say, that you have sewer lines that nobody looks at for generations, and then you come back and you look at it, and you're like, wow, that's a whole lot worse than we thought. And all because we asked for paving money, right? You know, we thought we were doing the right thing. Or we were. This will be the right thing to do, too. But, you know, I always, Adam, I tell people that you and I had a conversation about projects we were working on. I started listing off infrastructure projects. She's like, those things just aren't sexy. To anybody other than me, you're right. They aren't. To the general public, it's a lot of money, and it goes in the ground, and you forget about it, and it's not a playground, and it's not a ball field, but it keeps things moving. Where's the poop emoji? It keeps the poop emoji moving.
You can build the playgrounds and the ball fields on the money.
Oh, it's down there.
Oh, it's, yeah, the poop emoji got over there. So,
how did the poop emoji get in front of Jimmy?
It was brought.
I don't think we threw it, but so
not yet.
On the horizon. So these are things that me and your staff, or your staff, is working on right now. New police chief, O&M agreement for electric. Adam, you asked about Blue Ridge. That's it. And I you could have that in February as an agenda.
This February meeting's getting stacked. No.
I was telling a couple of folks while you were out smoking that it's gonna be.
I asked that question earlier because we were talking about buying more vehicles the utility side. And I didn't know if there was a way, I didn't know if we still needed to buy as many vehicles if we go this route.
Well, we won't. We won't. Because there are trucks that are used right now for
utility.
Yeah, that we won't have to. Yeah. Electric system reliability improvements, that list I have already, that list was generated by Blue Ridge. Things that they would suggest first year, here's what needs to be done. I started calling it the Westminster Rec Complex instead of Hall Road Rec Complex, and I don't know why. Downtown improvements, we've got momentum now. We did the master plan, we've got a grant, your only action item on your special meeting at 4:30 today is to redo the support of the ARC grant. That goes into downtown. Trees Upstate, we talked about that out at USA Fields. We have the studies going on at the OJRSA that are going to impact us in 24 and beyond. PMPA, the litigation is settled. And now it's time. We have agreements that expire at the end of 2028 that we really need to come out of this calendar year with a good plan in place that we execute in 2025, because in terms of electric service, plans for those things get done in 3 and 5 year planning intervals before they're needed. A lot of PMPA decisions we may have to make this year. Annexations, we have not done very many. I don't think we did any at all in 23. We're likely to bring quite a few to you in 24.
Tim, is part of that due to the codes, the new codes, zoning codes and stuff like that?
The annexations?
Yeah.
No, it's due to the annexation covenants for utility extensions. So Cooper's Mill, the neighborhood.
Right.
I don't know if they started construction out there yesterday, but we worked hard toward the end of last week because Horton Homes, who's the builder, wanted to start yesterday building out at Cooper's Mill. The developer is happy to go ahead and annex that, but we've got to get to it. And we've got a number of covenants we have collected along the way. And we've got some that are but the city limits. We just haven't run through the Planning Commission and brought to you just because we haven't had the bandwidth to do it. So that is on Reagan's agenda for 24, is to start getting those things through Planning Commission and on your agenda.
Okay.
Attract commercial investment. So we talk about all the work that we're doing on Main Street. That work, in my mind, that we're doing is really to try and attract more investment in the Main Street area, which drives up property tax value, which in the long run gives us more money in the bank or allows us to keep reducing our millage. I did call it the Oak Street Sewer Basin, so I guess when I typed this, I was still thinking of it as a basin instead of an area. It's not a basin. Yusuf Fields, we need to get that, and we will get that ready by spring. Downtown water and sewer improvements, that goes with the streetscape. Future land use map, the Planning Commission met last night and started just the slug through. It will take them the better part of 6 to 8 months to get through that future land use map. And God bless them for what they're going to do to bring that through. Implementing the new zoning ordinance, which you passed, I think allows a lot more flexibility and makes us an attractive city to invest in because of our zoning ordinance in terms of residential use and some commercial things. Now, over time, because I think we're attractive for our zoning ordinance is because we are allowing a lot of things other places will not allow. There's going to come a point where we need to rein some of that in. But for now, this gets us a good jump start. Vacant building registry, you'll see more on that. January was the month everything had to be in. So we'll start feeding you information on the reports of that. And then code enforcement. I'm already hearing from you today, code enforcement, we could pick up the pace, and I wouldn't upset any of you if we picked up the pace a little bit.
Well, I think between the code enforcement, the vacant building registry, and the new zoning ordinance, all goes hand in hand with attracting the commercial investment. So
Yeah, I don't know if I told you as a group, but when Libby Embody came in and did that market analysis for us while we were doing the downtown master plan, I asked Libby to get me an audience with as many Oconee and Anderson County business owners that could be interested in coming to Westminster as possible. And my memory is I sat down with 5 different people. I say my memory because it could have been 4, it could have been 6. But Libby set these meetings up, and 3 of those folks out front said, the town looks a little junky. And so if you remember last year, Kevin Harbin, we hired a contractor to go in and pressure wash all the sidewalks, Main Street. We start having our crews leaf blow from one end of Main Street to the other. We started enforcing more of the codes on the Main Street area than we had prior to that. But to your point, it's not just Main Street. It's any road that you ride, particularly the main travel corridors. And so I agree with you for that reason, because people who know us and who are business owners who could locate here are waiting to see. So this is what we're working on right now. All this is underway, being worked on. This is a result, I've already kind of previewed this for you. This is a result of what you told us to do last year. So if you start at the top and you start coming down, C funds that's getting the street paving done. You ask for better lights in town. Reagan wrote the grant to the energy office. Not a lot of money, but it gets us moving. Wayfinding signage is another one. Reagan is trying to pay for himself in his first year. So he's trying to earn grants enough that, in essence, pay the city back for what we pay him. And that's of his own doing. That was not anything I suggested to him.
Did he include his retirement? And
I'll have Rebecca and Kylie remind him. They would run through that. So if you look at this, you keep going down. I'm not going to read every one of them. You keep coming down all the way. That first section is funding and in progress. That means we've got the funding to do it. It's just a matter of execution. I'll tell you that right now, that's a lot of work for us to do.
Yeah.
And we're doing it. The next is funding and in the planning stage, which we have the $750,000 from the Community Development Block Grant, but we don't have all the planning completed. It's not ready to go. The same thing, we asked Senator Graham's office for a federal earmark to fund a giant generator that we have at the water plant. We did that summer of last year, and it's in the budget if Congress ever passes a budget. You know, they keep doing a continuing resolution the government doesn't shut down. Well, if they ever pass a budget bill, that money's in there. It has survived every cut. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody does some maneuver, we in essence have $1.5 million coming to us through Lindsey Graham's office. Fingers crossed. The only reason I pay attention to Congress is because we got 1.5 million at stake.
It's a good reason to pay attention, Mr. Watson.
That's very self-serving, I feel, at times. But
do we not currently have the body-worn cameras or the handheld?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Those were grants, though, that we received this year.
I got you. Plus, those were pretty important.
Well, I wanted to show you what we've leveraged. So that column that says grant, you know, it adds up to about $26 million. You really have to take out the 8.7 from USDA because that's a loan. That's not really a grant. So if you take that out, we're at, what, $18 million that we are leveraging in what you call other people's money to make our town better. I'm very proud of that. But we did that at your direction this time last year. This time last year, you said, go do these things. And I feel like at times we've just been relentless in doing it. At times I felt a little discouraged. But we're going after it. If you get down to the not funded source identified, if it's on that list, I have at least a 50 to 75% comfort level that we'll get that. Mm-hmm. So the last one you see on there is City Hall renovation. Mm-hmm. We can ask Senator Graham's office for another federal earmark for this year for the budget they haven't passed from last year. But it will be in the next, you know, you're always lagging. It's kind of like your taxes. That is what Reagan is working really hard on through Senator Graham's office to be able to get. Because they fund, through federal earmarks, city hall renovations and new city halls.
Hey, there you go.
And you see that it just happens to match up with the exact dollar amount. That 1.746 is exactly what the renovations from Boudreaux came back to renovate City Hall and the police department. That's the exact one.
That's great.
So you see that whole list of things. The SC TAP, the third one up from the bottom, the $2 million there is a pot of money that the SC DOT holds for communities with population under 5,000 people to make downtown streetscape enhancements. They've not had anybody apply in like 2 or 3 funding cycles. So our grant writer got me a phone call with the lady, and she more or less said, if you submit this, we will give you a grant. Because nobody's asking for it. So we're going to ask for it, see if we can get it. You see what we've got to match over here? We've got to come up with some match money, and that's important. You, Mayor, asked me at the last one, how are we going to match the ARC money? And I more or less said, don't worry about it. We'll get it by the time we get there. That's kind of how we're doing this. We're stacking these things up, but I'll refer you back to Skip. Kylie Carter will tell you, when we made application for Skip, she asked me, where are we going to get $1 million for that match? I said, don't worry about it. We'll have it by the time we need it. We got it in the bank. You see how my philosophy works out that way?
Yeah.
Faith.
The real challenge there is to always...
Can I have you come and talk to my session so that when I ask you for money, you can just say, don't worry about it. We'll have it when it gets there.
Well, what I'm telling you is all that money, the reason that I have this list that I generated it for you is because I keep it, because I'm actually always worried about where we're going to get the match.
I know you are.
So I never forget that we owe the match and that we've got to find it. And that's why I was hyper-focused to get us the Skip money for the match. I knew we had to put it together, but when we applied, I didn't have the exact places the money was going to come from. A little bit of faith, a little bit of prayer.
Mm-hmm. It's not a lot to say it fast, 3.6.
Loads of fishes.
But if you think about if we were to do a $5 million loan for Oak Street area sewer improvements, that $982,000 that we've got sitting up there could come down and begin to fund some of these other matches. Because half of that is completely unrestricted ARP money. The rest of it is utility related, but there really is a utility component to pretty much everything in here. So this is on the horizon. This is what you said go do last year. We have gone, and here's what we've done.
Congratulations, that's great.
I'll also say we have almost every state agency giving us a grant. The only one that's not giving us, well, I guess there's two, DOT and Commerce are the only two that have not, and we just haven't asked.
Tell Reagan to get on.
I don't think I'm going to let him count that $2 million toward his repayment.
That's rude. You gotta understand my sense of humor. I'm never mean.
No, I know.
Well, the thing is, Miss May, if we tell Reagan to go get on it, he will.
Yes, yeah, I know.
He will.
He's good.
All right, challenges. So these are the challenges that kind of working through the holidays. Like, you know, what are our biggest challenges that I can see? And I'm certain you see some in a different light or some different ones, and I'm certain there are some that I haven't identified. I'm just a little bit paranoid in that regard. Hospitality tax limitations, right? We don't have enough money to do what we've been doing, so we've got to do something different.
Sure.
Setting aside the grant matches in the upcoming budget or budgets. We've got to set it aside so we have it by the time we need it. There are a lot of projects in the works. There's a lot. And we don't want to lose momentum. You know, when I came to you all back in 22, and I, in essence, asked you to fund Reagan, and you agreed, that was so that we could stay on task to get this. That allows me to keep going after this, and we added Reagan to the bench to go after this. And if we hadn't have brought Reagan on, some of those wouldn't be on here. The community development block grant for 750 on Main Street wouldn't be here. The ARC, I wouldn't have had everything done to have that ready. And the federal earmarks, we wouldn't have. And then along with the street lights and the ATAX, those smaller grants. So bringing him in has been of great value in my mind. Utility rate increases. We didn't have any last year, but I expect some this year. And I don't know what the order of magnitude is because I haven't started filling in those budgets yet. But I hope you know that my mind is keep them as low as possible. And if we don't need them,
that's obviously in addition to the 2.5 possible with the PMPA.
Yeah, yeah. The PMPA thing is unknown. I don't think, based off the timing, that right now I would include that 2.5% raise in your budget that I'm going to propose to you, unless we know that is a definitive number we need starting July 1st. I'm going to put that off as long as we can put it off, because it's a pass-through. It's not something that we need to pay the bills. When Julianne closes on that bond and then she sends us what we have to do to start repayment, that's when I'll come back to you. We still hope that that extended licensing of the Catawba Nuclear Station will negate that, or if not all of it, some of it.
Hold on. So is it possible that you would come to us in the middle of a fiscal year with a rate increase?
I don't want to ask you for that if we don't need it, because it is a direct pass-through to repay that bond.
Okay.
Is that not something you're comfortable with?
I'm just concerned about how it gets communicated to the customers.
Well, that's up to Silver.
Huh?
That's up to her. She's going to have to report
that well. Well, I mean, the reality is it's also up to us on the staff to make sure we say this is what it is. I don't like it.
Right.
The mayor can tell you I made a point of letting them know I didn't like it. But the only way we can do the next things is to do it and close. And if we don't have to have the increase, I won't be in front of you asking.
I understand.
Shut your Facebook back.
That 2.5.
I'm not worried about Facebook. I've got to go to church before I worry about Facebook. I've got to stand in a pulpit in front of them.
Yep.
Facebook's the least of all.
Well, I've already started telling people when anything comes up about utilities, there's a possibility, and that's exactly what I'm telling them. This is basically, we're not gaining a penny out of it.
Right.
But we have to pay it to get our electricity.
Right.
That's what we're having to pay.
We may need an electric rate increase for the upcoming year to be able to keep paying our current or our next year's operating.
I understand that.
In my mind, that is separate because of the pass-through nature.
Okay.
And what we're going to have to determine is if we want to raise those rates and keep doing what we're doing, or not raise those rates and cut back on some of what we're doing.
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you talk about raising, do you have any kind of figure in mind right now, percentage-wise?
Well, at least as I kind of come and go, I would never ask you for more than 5% unless something catastrophic happened. Mm-hmm. I typically like to do things in 2.5% increments. So if 2.5%, and that's unrelated to this, but if 2.5% will get us what we need, then that may be it. But if it won't, then it probably would be 5. There's a lot of things that we do on the electric side. You almost can't have too much money. The right-of-way maintenance, to do that annually, you know, as I've talked to the Blue Ridge folks, they're like, we can do as much right-of-way maintenance as you go fund, because you're never going to run out of work for that to be.
Yeah, trees keep growing.
They keep growing. So.
Are you looking at the projections from new customers from this new water lines we're running, the growth we're seeing, the new homes being built, or are you?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of that is until we actually close out 2023 in the financials, which, you're close now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get far enough into January before I start downloading all that stuff to see what the trends are.
Hmm.
We have not had as many sewer taps as I thought. We've had as many water taps as I thought we would have through the first half of the year, but not the sewer taps. Other than that, everything else is pretty much on target. Competitive pay and benefits. And then I put in just this morning the 11.7% PIBA. Before I work that into the budget, though, I hope, you know, another 2 months for the state to keep doing their thing, that number could get refined, which means it could also go up. special events, building permits and inspections, consent order for sewer. The reason that's on here is I mentioned to you a few minutes ago that, relatively speaking, the last couple of years that's been quiet for us. But because with everything going on with the OJRSA, it's going to be a lot less quiet. And kind of go back to the Oak Street Sewer Project. That helps us fulfill some of the requirements of the consent order. Building the tax base through economic development. And I should have put code enforcement. And then differentiation. So this is something, since Reagan's been here, he and I occasionally will sit in my office and philosophize a little bit. And one day we were kind of going through what differentiates Westminster from Clayton or Highlands or Seneca. And if I asked all of you, you would probably tell me what you liked about each of those places. But imagine that maybe our closest competitor is Clayton and is Highlands, not Seneca. I mean, we aren't the same, we don't have the same physical setup as Seneca. Wahala could be, but like, who is it that we actually compete with for what I'm going to call Hill Country Town? And I think it just may not be somebody in South Carolina. I think it could be the Georgia and North Carolina cities. So what is it that we do in terms of redoing the streetscape, in terms of recreation, that helps set us apart so that you'd rather come here than go to Clayton, or you'd rather come here if you're just doing a weekend trip somewhere, or if you're looking to invest in a business? Why come here versus any of those other places? I think most of y'all know the, I can't think of his name, but the snake guy, the new animal pet store. Yeah. He moved from Georgia because Georgia state law was just too restrictive for the animals he wanted to sell. So that made us competitive. So he moved over across the border. That's the only reason. He just wanted to come as close across the border as he could possibly be.
One of those pythons gets out.
Yes.
I ain't worried about pythons. Scorpions what I'm worried about.
You can't look to Michael to help you with that. He'll be right alongside you.
Right, scorpions.
Caitlin's your wildlife.
That's who I was looking at.
They got baby alligators, huh?
I ain't scared of alligators. Crocodile. Black scorpion is what I didn't like. That's the meanest looking thing.
So just something to think about as you think about this.
Those laws.
Those are state laws. Those are not ours. Nothing we can do about them.
Kevin, before you leave that one, go back to building permits and inspections. What's the status with the county on that right now?
They have not said no. I mean, they have not said they rescind it.
So we're still going to have to start doing our own building inspections. When is that going to start?
We have proposals from two companies that will likely be for your consideration in February.
What's that going to cost us?
Well, complicated answer.
Mm-hmm.
So one company will do the inspections, but we have to do what I'm going to say, the headworks.
Yeah.
Which, with what I see right now, could require another position.
Mm-hmm.
The other company does all the headworks. Mm-hmm. They charge a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of what do we want to do. The one company that does the headworks is my preference right now, but we haven't typed it all up to be able to present it to you. We've just spent time talking about it internally and interviewing these two companies.
So Amanda hadn't backed off of that. When is she going to cut us loose? She hadn't told you.
Brian, do you know what the percentage is or what a permit fee from the county?
The permit fees that we pay this company will offset the cost. That's not the issue. The issue is us having people on staff to take care of it. That's what's going to be the headache. And then the other side of that is dealing with building permits. I can tell you it's a nightmare constantly.
Yeah.
with these contractors. I'm dealing with them.
Well, that's why I asked.
The county's subcontracting to some of them now, and we're having to deal with them.
So instead of, I mean, it's, I was just curious if the fees are high. Well, I guess we've had to figure out how much we're building, how many.
Well, we don't build, we don't have enough new construction in town or remodeling to justify what we would have to pay to have somebody. There's just not enough.
I wish I knew the words. Well, and just for your benefit and what it matters, when we talk to both of them, we would have to set those fees because we don't have any of those fees in our fee schedule right now.
Yeah.
And as we talked to both of them, I told them that we wanted to mirror the county's fees. So we don't want to be higher and we want to be lower. So that matters. The one company says they can make that work and not cost us anything. The other company says they can make that work, but we've got to do this work up front before we hand it to them, the administrative task.
I see. So just the administrative part of it.
Yeah. So we would have to have, with the one company, we would have to have a person here ready to receive you when you come in, manage the process, and then call them for the inspections.
There's an online process that we could set up on to.
Well, now with our website, I mean, before if you'd have said that, I'd have had a slight coronary because our old website was just wasn't allowed. Now we can set that up.
Yeah.
We couldn't just tap into Citizen Serve with the county?
We can, but you still have to pay. You remember what those fees were, Chief?
$1,500 per person.
Yeah. So everybody we have with a login is $1,500.
But see, the thing about if the county does it, the house I'm doing now, I just pulled a $3,500 permit. They've had to come out and inspect it 5 times total. They probably got a total of 8 to 10 man hours in it and maybe a couple hours in office staff. So why does it not make sense for the county to keep doing that?
I don't understand it.
For us to do it for 3 or 4 houses a year, it would cost us. If the county does it, it don't cost them. They're actually making money. So none of that makes sense for the county to drop it. But that's who you're dealing with over there.
I will make the call one more time before we get to your February council meeting.
I'll talk to them tonight when we get over there, too. I don't know.
So the reality is the two options we've vetted for you are different options.
Right.
But keep in mind, we've, as we informed both of them, the fees would stay what Oconee County fees are, which they both said, like to your point, was very generous in terms of fees.
Oh, you'd make money doing it if you had enough construction going on to justify it, but we just don't have enough. It wouldn't make us money. It would cost us money. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What to do? So something, like I said, started this off, like I was just trying to put in your head what I've had in my head so that tomorrow you tell me out of your head what you want to go back in mind. What do you want us to do with Riley Street? Recreation improvements. We've got to address the roof on the gym. That's somewhere between $10,000 and $50,000 to make sure that's done.
Let's do the 10.
Oh, you want to do it?
Decision made right there. Next.
Adam's company will do it for $10,000.
I'm going to get some tarps.
He's got $10,450. We got a choice. I'll choose the
$10,000. That's what we need. Decision making on point right there.
That
good
was
job,
quick, too. Dang.
Do the 10.
We need to do some work out at Pool Field. We need to do some, like if you want us to make Riley Street to a property, we'll leverage the Clemson University kids, but we're still going to need some money. Need to keep Meffler Fields moving. Pretty much every recreation asset we have needs some attention.
Yeah.
City Hall campus is well under its way. If we can get this money through a federal earmark, you guys just have to tell me how much of my time in 2024 you want me to spend on it versus other things. I put Mimosa Street as a separate one. It could be part of the City Hall campus. But if you were to go down Mimosa Street from Windsor, headed back toward Dale's house, that sidewalk is in really bad shape. Anderson Park, you know, I think I told all of you as you came to see me, we have a pot of money, and I had hoped we would get this much park playground equipment, and it looks like it's going to be this much, but we haven't got bids back. So if we wanted this much and this is how much we can afford, then what do we do to add to it down the road? Matching funds for grants, water and sewer projects, kind of go back and think of the Oak Street versus the Unity Tank storage tank.
You say we need both of them now. We're going to have to do them both.
Yeah, well, that's we're meeting with Troy so we can kind of do pros and cons on both of those.
Okay.
So
there is an option.
Yeah, I mean, we could choose to go the RIA grant for Oak Street. I don't think it's enough money.
Right.
We could go RIA for Oak Street, it not be enough money, and borrow less money to finish it and not do anything with Unity Tank. But the Unity Tank is the thing that we keep having trouble with.
And we can't hold them accountable, make them upgrade it themselves? I mean, their system's what's going down, right? The SCADA system?
Well, the SCADA system is part of it. The other thing is the amount of pressure Troy says we need for those lines that we don't get, even if the SCADA was working.
Okay.
So it's two issues with Unity.
All right.
The SCADA system is a citywide issue, too. It's not...
Mm-hmm.
It keeps failing at that point the most, but we've also had some failures at the Highway 11 tank.
Are they working on that now?
No. I mean, that's part of what this most recent issue we had over the weekend. The fix that we thought was corrected the situation didn't. So... it's still kind of fresh. State budget, infill development, commercial and residential. Do we want to incentivize that or not? What are we do? I mean, I think we're doing a lot to help bring those things into town. We're seeing infill. The Oak Street project, maintenance. I guess I listed maintenance on recreation. It must have been on my mind a bunch. Fundraiser events, so we talked about a May 4th 5K fundraiser where the money could go into Hall Road or could go into anything. We don't do any fundraiser events as a city, but something we could do.
We need to jump on it if we're going to do it, though.
Okay. How to market the city to prospective investors. I was thinking of those folks I met with. I told you that Libby set me up to go meet with them. Continue with equipment replacements. I plan to continue with that as I bring the next budget back. Increasing the tax base through incentives and recruitment. We've not done much recruiting. So on that, I've got two things I've been working on. One is I asked Libby Embody and Janet Hartman to give me a proposal that would, in essence, have them act as not really just downtown, but as a business recruitment group for us and manage some downtown events. And that proposal came back at around $50,000 for a year. The other group that I'm very intrigued by that our fellow PMPA cities have used is called Downtown or Retail Strategies. They were a part of our downtown master plan, and essentially what they do is what Libby and Janet would do. They just do it on the national stage, looking for national franchises that scale. A good scaling company, for instance, is Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. They will actually scale their stores based off the size of where they locate. They'll put in a big one, they'll renovate a building. They've got a lot of flexibility, but you got to have the contacts. they focus, I hate to say it this way, but just go out to Hartwell Village. All those things in there, those businesses in there, you could pay retail strategists and say, we want a Five Below and we want this. They come in, they look at our demographics and decide if we meet their demographics, their traffic counts, whatever, and the ones that are scalable would put that size store here. At the PMPA board meetings, Union, Clinton, somebody else, Mayor, I don't know if you remember, they've all used the downtown strategies and they've all said that they've gotten businesses from paying them. The return on the investment is probably 5 to 6 years for what you pay them.
How do you have any idea how big that number is?
45,000. So if, I guess in my mind, if we had $100,000 set aside, so I would actually go back to Libby and Janet and ask them to modify their proposal down. I would go to retail strategies and I would get that 45, because they have a $45,000 and a $25,000 package. So the $25,000 package is, they in essence give you the contacts, but you've got to make the contact. The 45 is they make the contacts and help you identify the properties that they would go on. It's two or the other. If we had $100,000 set aside, that we scale down Libby's proposal and we take Downtown Strategy's proposal and add it on top of it, and then you have a little bit of money, because you've got to have some marketing materials and you're going to have some travel in there. And I hate to say it, we don't have any swag. I've got, I should have brought those. I had these little square stickers made. They're 2x2 inch stickers of our new logo. That is the only swag we have. We don't have koozies or.
You can bring them tomorrow.
I'll bring them tomorrow. Thank you. But we need stuff like swag.
Yeah.
You know, shirts. But you have to have money to do that. The reason we don't have that is because I'm not pinching anybody's budget to try and make those things happen.
We can't get shirts. We've tried for 5 years and we haven't gotten them yet.
I was going to say something to
Reagan. Yes, you did.
If you say something to Reagan, you'll have shirts.
No, I already have.
She did know get you that shirts.
I passed it on to Reagan and he hadn't gotten
them. You still
haven't got a shirt yet.
We have not gotten the newest order of shirts.
I got it. I got them the old ones.
So swag's difficult to come by.
But I did get you the old ones. They're out of.
At the Municipal Association on the 4th, 5th, and 6th, or the 5th, 6th, that's where it went from.
So if you think about what we just talked about, and I'm rounding up, $100,000 could be less. It could be if we could set aside $50,000, then we go and figure out what we could do with that to recruit. I mean, we've got Spinks coming in. We may have a couple of others coming in. If you think about 3.5 mills we reduced last year, that is completely made up with Spinks.
Wow.
So when we go spend money to recruit some of these businesses to come in, and I think we've got healthy corridors, meaning we've got plenty of curb cuts coming off the Highway 123. We don't really have anything to speak of. Going out down Highway 24, there are plenty of places that I think we could have those businesses come in, and then we're increasing our taxable value in the city. Of course, we're also adding commerce that people, so we don't all have to drive. Miss May, you and I have talked about it. We don't have to drive to Seneca.
Do you have any idea the Cooper's Cliff, when those houses will be built?
They pulled 3 permits already. They're ready to start 3 now.
How many is going in that?
176. The first phase is 95 or 96.
Yeah, to me that makes us a lot more attractive, just having those customers there.
And that's what I was getting ready to ask you. If we've got that starting, we've got the recreation complex going to start, and then we're doing downtown master plan, do we need to pay for this? Do you not
think? That's what I'm looking for you. Yeah. I mean, in my mind, you benefit by having somebody recruiting on your behalf. Because if we aren't recruiting,
if
nobody's
doing. If you had told us about Oak Street, we'd feel okay.
I totally, that's a 70s word. recruitment, I mean, doing that, we need it desperately. We need it desperately because so many of the conversations were, why aren't y'all getting in this? Why aren't you getting in this? It's because we don't even know ourselves. We don't know who we, what we are. We don't know what we have to give, you know, even though we're coming up with these things. And still, none of us have the time to focus in on this. And I think even using 1 year would be remarkable. That would give us a plan and get started and going and going and going. And then if we go from there, who knows? But
I think I agree with both of you on Cooper's Mill. And on top of that, if you have more things for those folks, because my assumption is most of those folks are people who are moving in.
That's my assumption too. That's why I feel like timing's a big part of it.
Yeah.
You don't want to jump too soon trying to recruit. It'd be nice to have it and say, hey, these houses are going to be built. They're already sold. I mean, they're going to sell. They're not going to sit there empty or they won't be building them. It'd be nice to go in front of those people and say, hey, look, we got all these residents coming in. The population's growing. And when you got other up there, in my mind, that's annexation. So I don't know how much we're going to make off annexation, but it'd be nice to know once we get all that annexed in. On what that does to our tax base.
Yeah, well, to annex to it and then to include that neighborhood, I think would be substantial in terms of tax base. I think it could equal what we currently receive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's new construction. I put on here restructured the USDA loan. I think I typed that right after I had that conversation with the SR folks and I was feeling a little down. And,
okay.
Leverage debt as a tool. You've heard me talk about that today. Jumpstart revitalization, that goes back to, do you hire somebody to come in and recruit? Sidewalks.
Yes.
Heard
yes.
At least one of you.
Yes.
Talk about sidewalks. Oh, is that you?
I did too.
Oh, you? Okay. Audrey raised her hand.
So. You know that I want sidewalks.
And you know I want sidewalks.
There we go. Sidewalks.
All God's children want sidewalks.
All God's children want sidewalks. All God's children.
Special events, pay increases for the employees. And I'll tell you, most of the employees, the first question they ask every year about the budget, how much you think we're going to get in an increase? And
did you tell them about the sewer issue?
Oh, they know the sewer issue.
But tell them they need to be working as hard as Reagan.
I tell them this sincerely. I'll get them all I can.
Yeah, sure.
And so I wasn't expecting the 11.7 in PIBA increase, but I found that out Friday, so it's on here now. And the water system software, again, that was something that really over the weekend I realized we've got to do something different. I thought what we had done would work, but it didn't. All comes down to priorities. What's the most important? What do we fund and at what amount?
Consider my personal bank. Big bank looks like that.
Kevin, can you send us an email of this? Because some of the pages of writing we can't read. We can zoom in on a little bit. And that one, there's one that's got a really dark picture and you can't read the writing on it.
That's the one.
Is this a rhetorical question?
Well, seeing how it's 4:17 and you have a meeting that starts at
4:30.
We can do whatever, you know I'm here to do whatever you want, but you might want a minute to reset. I'm guessing Andrea is your whole audience for your council meeting, unless somebody else shows up. Wait, she loves it when I call her out, by the way.
Is Andrea
coming? Is that actual water coming?
I don't.
Who?
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew will be here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
But we were just going to stay right here.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're not. Wait, are we done?
If you want to conclude, somebody should make a motion.
Anybody have any more questions or any concerns? Anything you want him to have ready for tomorrow?
I'm going to throw one. I mean, this isn't for tomorrow, but just it was on my mind earlier. And yeah, I apologize. I've been talking a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
The Cooper's Mill thing, they've already pulled the permits from the county for that.
For three houses, yeah.
For only three.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three ready to start
so
now.
We annex them. in and they decide to drop us, and we've got to figure out how to handle the permit and the inspection for the rest of those homes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to, I'll talk to Matt Durham and Julian both when I get to the county office this evening. Because I already talked to two of them, and they said they were going to tell her to back off of that.
Well, I would tell her, hey, you got all, you're throwing away money if you're not.
She knows it.
That just doesn't make any sense.
It don't. They're having trouble keeping inspectors, and that's not. I'll leave it at that. Never mind. But anyway.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Does anybody have any more questions? Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor, yes. Say aye.
Aye.
Yeah.